Narrated Abu Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him. Some of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, went on a journey, till they reached some of the Arab tribes at night. They asked the latter to treat them as their guests, but they refused. The chief of that tribe was then bitten by a snake, or stung by a scorpion, and they tried their best to cure him, but in vain. Some of them said to the others, "Nothing has benefited him. Will you go to the people who resided here at night? It may be that some of them might possess something as treatment." They went to the group of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, "Our chief has been bitten by a snake, or stung by a scorpion, and we have tried everything, but he has not benefited. Have you got anything useful?" One of them replied, "Yes, by Allah, I can recite a ruqya. But, as you have refused to accept us as your guests, I will not recite the ruqya for you, unless you fix for us some wages for it." They agreed to pay them a flock of sheep. One of them then went and recited Surah Al-Fatiha. "All the praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the Alameen, mankind, jinn, and all that exists," and puffed over the chief, who became all right as if he was released from a chain, and got up and started walking, showing no signs of sickness. They paid them what they agreed to pay. Some of them, that is, the companions, then suggested to divide their earnings among themselves. But the one who performed the recitation said, "Do not divide them till we go to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and narrate the whole story to him, and wait for his order." So they went to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and narrated the story. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, asked, "How did you come to know that Surah Al-Fatiha was recited as ruqya?" Then he added, "You have done the right thing. Divide what you have earned, and assign a share for me as well." The Prophet, peace be upon him, smiled thereupon.